This coming week, the European Commission is expected to hand Germany an early warning over the country's growing budget deficit. Ironically, in 1997, it was Germany that forced the other countries in the Eurozone to curb their deficits with strict fiscal policy. The Germans worried that countries like Italy and Greece would be lax and bring down the other nations in the European Monetary Union. Now, it turns out the Germans have become the victims of their own high standards as they lag behind their European partners in economic performance. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin.
The headlines here no doubt give Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder sleepless nights. Germany posts worst economic growth in 8 years, screamed one article in the German financial daily Handelsblatt. And the once mighty German economy, the economic engine of Europe, is now sputtering behind the 11 other countries taking part in European Monetary Union. Andreas Kors is an economist at the German Institute for Economic Research.
At the moment, it is not the engine of Europe. At the moment, it is more the end of the train, of the European train.
A European train that, for countries like Italy, Spain, and Holland, is barreling forward at unprecedented rates.
15 years ago, for French, for Italian, for Spanish, Germany was the benchmark in Europe.
Christian Dubossier teaches economics at the Sorbonne University in Paris. He points out that while other Eurozone countries are growing, Germany is contracting. Last year, for example, the German economy grew by only about 0.5 percentage point. Last week, the finance ministry here predicted the flaccid economy will, at best, grow by 0.75% this year. Unemployment here is now close to 10%, among the highest rate in Europe, and Germany's budget deficit is dangerously close to busting a 3% cap that Germany itself had forced the other Eurozone countries to adopt in 1997. It was part of the European Growth and Stability Pact. If Germany violates the limit, the country will face millions of dollars in fines from the European Commission. Again, Christian Dubossier.
This is a kind of ironical situation in the sense that the Stability Pact was created in order to oblige the partners of Germany to become virtuous as regards especially fiscal policy.
Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder's government blames the economic downturn here on the slowdown in the United States. Last year, demand for German exports was down. To make matters worse, say economists, public spending in Germany is too high, higher than in any other Eurozone country. Public outlay for things like social welfare, healthcare, and infrastructure development hovers at levels higher than 50% of the GDP. And growth is still held back by huge capital transfers to Eastern Germany. The government sends $100 billion a year to Eastern Germany just to help it reach parity with the West. That accounts for about 5% of Germany's overall gross domestic product. Another problem, says economist Ulrich Heilemann, is the culture of unemployment in Germany.
You have still this system which does not pressure the people to seek any employment they can get on the market.
Germans make huge contributions to a general unemployment fund. It's a national kitty, and all Germans feel entitled to draw on it. So at the Arbeitsamt, or unemployment office, it's not unusual to find people like 30-year-old Michael Müller.
I'm here because I'm looking for a job. I've been looking for about 4 years now. Every time I come here, they tell me they're sorry, but they don't have any work for me. So I come here, sit around for a few hours, and then nothing.
Gerd Landsberg, the manager for Germany's Federal Organization of Towns and Cities, says most people on unemployment would rather take the benefits, about 75% of the salary they were paid when they had a job, rather than do any old job.
In Germany, it's not possible to find people who help you with your groceries, like putting the groceries in a bag or carrying it to your car. One reason for this situation is that those people get more welfare than they would earn doing such a job.
There are widespread calls here to reform the welfare state, but Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder faces a tough election campaign this year, and by most accounts isn't willing to make risky, but perhaps necessary, structural reforms. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.